My name is Paul Ricci. I'm the head strength and conditioning coach. This is my second year with the Browns. I was hired by Mike Pettine. I had worked with him previously in Baltimore and with the Jets in New York. Right now, basically, we're getting guys from all different places, and they've been training in all different ways, and we assess where they're at physically. And with keeping in mind OTA starting soon, we've got to get them in the best possible shape to practice for the coaches. We sit down with the coaching staff and discuss what the demands are going to be on the players, and then we work backwards towards when they get here, and we put a plan together so hopefully it ramps them up ready to go for a camp and they're available to practice and show what they can do. The focus is to get them on the field as soon as possible and keep them on the field. I've seen a lot of the videos that are out there. You have to get some variety in and use your imagination because it can be a grind. These guys have been doing this since they were teenagers. And so if they can train safely and use a bunch of different methods, I think it's terrific. It's a little different than when we started or when I was a player. There was no internet, so you did the same kind of stuff. It's just nobody knew about it except for the group that you were working with. We're always looking for new ideas, and some of them are good. Most of them we can't use in this environment, but we're always looking. The room and the philosophy it's taken about a year and a half to get this where we feel we have the best situation to train our players in the league. We've got a great room. We have the equipment to maximize the efficiency now, and it's as cutting edge as out there. You look on the internet or you go visit training centers, more importantly, and you're going to see athletes at the highest level doing what we're doing. When I got here, the room didn't look like this, and we wanted to maximize the efficiency and accountability and see what our players are doing. So we talked with the head coach, basically came up with a plan, a diagram, and how much it costs. And then he took it up the chain, talked to Mr. Haslam, and said, this is what we need. And Mr. Haslam's been great, and he's given us the resources to get the job done. The biggest addition that we've had so far has been the Elite Form system in our racks, and it's 3D motion technology, and it's infrared cameras, and basically it's kind of like the movie Predator, if you could look on the other end, but it's tracking the athlete, the exact weight they're doing, and the exact velocity the bar is traveling, and the bar path. So it gives instant feedback as to whether the player is doing what he's supposed to, whether he needs to put more effort in, less effort, whether we need to change the exercise. It's terrific instant feedback. There's a competitive aspect to it that has been really good, where it takes a lot of the coaching out and guys are self-motivated. We have video boards up where the leaders for the lift are up there. So if guys are cranking out the best velocity in the lift, they're number one, and flashing lights on the board, and guys talk a lot of stuff to each other to try and get that. So from our standpoint last year, we were encouraging guys to go faster, be more explosive, all those types of terms. Now they have instant feedback and they want to be on top, so they work their butts off to get there. It's great.